Now he says something here that's quite wonderful also. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Well, I'm groaning in this body. You just can't help but groan. And he goes on to say, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. I built several years ago a study up over my garage, which is right next to the house. I couldn't study at the church. It just was an office. And so I transferred my study there. And I sleep up there. And sometimes when I start down, there's steps there. It's about a little over half a floor. And when I come down, I noticed just a few short years ago that wasn't easy to come down of a morning when you first get up. And I'd groan. Every step I'd take, I'd groan. And my wife told me, says, you ought not do that. And I said, well, it's scriptural to groan because Paul says we groan in this house. And I want to groan in this when I'm in because he says that it's scriptural to groan. And my friend, may I say to you, we can do a lot of groaning in these houses of ours. And it'll be scriptural, by the way. But he says something here in verse 3 that's quite unusual. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Now, that's an interesting thing. One of these days, he's going to call his own out of the world. And those that are his own are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and we're going to stand before him. How? Well, clothed in his righteousness. But everybody that's going to be raised won't be clothed with his righteousness because he was delivered for our offenses and he was raised for our justification, that is, our righteousness. And they haven't accepted it. They've rejected him. And therefore, we are told that there is a resurrection both of the just and of the unjust. That's what Paul mentions in Acts 25:15. And then the Lord Jesus himself said in John 5:29, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now, he speaks here of a resurrection of when you're going to be clothed. Paul says, I want to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And my friend, have you ever wondered how you're going to stand in his presence someday? Are you clothed in the righteousness of Christ, accepted in the Beloved? Oh, how wonderful it is. That is our state, you see, and that is the way we'll have to appear before him. Now, will you notice here that there is a resurrection, though, of the great white throne, and that is the lost that are brought there. They are not clothed with his righteousness. They're going to be judged according to their works. That's the way they wanted it. Actually, the Bible doesn't mention just one judgment day. There are really about 8 great judgments that are mentioned in Scripture. There's the cross. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. Why? Because he bore it on the cross, but is passed from death to life. Then there is self-judgment. We're told in 1 Corinthians 11:31, if we judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. And then there's chastisement. The Lord takes us to the woodshed. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son he receives. Hebrews 12:6. And then the believer's works are going to be judged. We're going to see that in this chapter. And then the nation Israel's to be judged. Gentile nations are to be judged. Fallen angels are to be judged. And then there's the great white throne where the lost are brought. And they appear naked there. That is, they're not clothed with the righteousness of Christ.